This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Well, everything in the world sucks right now, but I'm feeling okay. So I think I feel guilty this week.
Wow. You walk around feeling guilty all the time.
Yeah.
Ever since
I got the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Well, ever since you got away with that murder that nobody ever even suspected you of, you've just been racked with guilt.
Tom,
nearly a decade.
I can't help but think that you're going to blow the whole deal here by saying things like that
on a
publicly available podcast.
The statute of limitations has passed.
Statute, and no, it hasn't.
It's pronounced statue. It's the lady outside the courthouse with the blindfold on. Holding up the scales. That's the statute of limitations. The scales are demonstrating the limitation.
The blindfold. View is obstructed. Yeah
she's so limited.
She's limited to just her other four senses.
Right, so she is the statue of limitations.
She does a damn good job.
Well, it's a pretty easy job if you think about it. Just, you know, being in charge of limitations, just saying like, nah, it's been too long. That free murder. They get away with it.
How are you doing this week, Tom?
Tim, I'm doing similarly, all things considered. I would like to give an update on my keto diet.
You're no longer on the keto diet.
No. Two important updates. The first update, I weigh less than I've ever weighed before since like high school right now.
Since you were a baby?
No, not since I was a baby. But I am.
How big of a baby were you, though?
Oh, I don't know. And that's one of those things when, like, somebody tells, like, oh, it's a big baby. Oh, it's a tiny baby. But it's like, the difference is only a few pounds, which I get. Look, I get it. That babies are small, and a few pounds is
like
gonna make
up. Pound could be, like, a 10% difference.
More.
Yeah.
And I get that 1 pound, you know, I don't have a vagina, but even if I did, I couldn't imagine even just pushing something that weighed 1 pound out of it.
Right.
Let alone is something that weighed multiple pounds. But at the end of the day, when somebody tells me how big a baby was when it was born, I don't know.
I'm always just like, that's none of my business. Come on, man. Like, there's somebody like, oh, how much did that baby weigh? Come on, man. Have some tact.
I guess, you know what? I can get like when it's unfortunately like a premature baby and it's like very, then I have like, oh my God. Yeah, that's a very small amount of weight. Or if it's like a really big baby and somebody tells me like that weighs as much as a bowling ball or more than a bowling ball, then I can put things in context. People need to put more things in context for me, I think is
compare
what I'm getting
at. Compare
more
things to bowling balls.
Bowling balls, yeah. Yeah, I guess just bowling balls. I have a pretty good idea of how much a bowling ball weighs. Although, you know, a lot of times they can weigh different amounts.
Yeah, you
just
know
like
my
a baby.
Stance on... You know my controversial spit stance on bowling balls, right?
I don't think I do.
Too heavy.
All of them?
Yeah, as a general rule.
Oh, really? Whenever I go bowling, and I haven't been bowling in a while, I always try and find... I have pretty thin fingers, but they're long. So I'll try and find, obviously, a bowling ball that I can grip. But I always try and find just like the lightest bowling ball. I want to throw it down the alley, which they frown upon. But sorry, that's how I get my kicks.
got all these other sports with all these other balls, and they managed to make them not so heavy that you can barely lift them.
Well, most sports are like, hey, this is the size ball we have. This is the one you play with. If you don't like it, find another sport.
Yeah.
You can't go to a basketball game and be like, hey, I don't, this ball, it's too heavy for me. Oh, okay, well, we'll get you a different size ball. It is crazy that NCAA balls are smaller than NBA balls. Right?
I don't know if it's crazy.
Because when you're a college kid, it's not like, oh, they can't handle an NBA-sized basketball. Just make all the basketballs the same size.
It's the same way in college baseball. You can use aluminum bats.
Aluminium bats, yeah.
We're coddling these college kids at these safe spaces. They're aluminum bats. They're smaller basketballs.
Yeah, they've got to learn the hard lessons of life already.
Jesus.
Most of them use aluminum bats in college baseball?
For the most part, yeah. You ever hit a ball with a wooden bat? It hurts your hand so much.
Yeah, and you hit with an aluminum bat, it doesn't hurt, and it goes flying. Yeah. And the bat's very light.
Nice. Okay, so number one, you've lost weight.
Yes, I've lost I don't know what I started at because I just bought a scale to replace my old scale.
Okay, cool. Because you always did have a scale.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been to your apartment, Tom, but yeah. There was always a scale there.
You
have a classic New York City apartment bathroom the way that I do as well, where there's almost kind of like not room
for a
bathroom scale.
The scale takes up the majority of the floor space. Yeah, I literally had multiple web pages open comparing and found a scale that was like a half inch smaller in every dimension than the other ones. I was like, oh, great. This is the one I'll get.
Well, you would prefer one of those doctor's office scales if you had your druthers, right?
Oh, of course. Either.
No,
that...
I'm not talking about the one that has the cradle that they weigh babies in.
Yeah.
You want to curl up into that, curl up into one of those scales and call your girlfriend and be like, okay, now tell me how much I weigh.
Yeah, I can't see from here because it's above me.
Yeah, man-sized baby scale.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I'm sure it'd be more accurate. Or I would like one of those scales that you put a quarter in at the truck stop to see how much you weigh.
Hmm.
I was like,
you also get your fortune there too.
Exactly. This new scale, it has Bluetooth in it, and it figures out my body fat and everything. Doesn't give me a fortune.
Hmm. So how much do you weigh?
A little less than 200 pounds right now.
Oh, I thought you were gonna not tell me.
Why not?
I don't know. It's because it was an uncouth thing to ask.
Well, you're an uncouth man, Tim. I've learned long ago that, regardless of any how many times I try and teach you social mores, they go in one ear and out the other.
How much money are you pulling in on an annual basis, Tom?
I would like now. I'll tell you the second update. Unfortunately, I have gout from this diet.
What?
Yeah, got a bad case of gout from this.
What is that? That's something in the toes?
Yeah, it's a King's disease.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you haven't been eating. The keto diet is high fat, almost no carbs. Is that essentially what it is?
Yeah, high fat, no like simple carbs, I guess, like sugar, no sugar.
Right.
And moderate amount of protein. So that's like the difference between this and like Atkins, where Atkins is all protein.
Right. So the gout, huh?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means that like my foot hurts so much. it fucking kills. It's horrible.
Now, have you been officially diagnosed? Did you see a medical professional?
No, it was only today that I put it all together where I was like, because over the weekend, I went to my niece's birthday party. She turned 2 years old. There were two damn cakes there. A regular cake. Well, actually not regular. An Elmo cake. And then an ice cream cake. It wasn't made of Elmo, but it looked... You could have fooled me. It looked like it.
Everybody picking fur out of their teeth.
It was disgusting. The Elmo was skinned before it was made into a cake. So of course I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go off the diet for, you know, a day here, which sucks because then it takes you like a while to get back into like
ketosis.
Fat burning. But it was like this week ever, I was like, God damn, my foot hurts so much, just like it did last week. And I was like, I wonder if this has anything to do with that. I looked it up, and it's like a common thing. Because basically, like, the first fat that your body gets rid of is the fat around your liver. And all those...
Which is good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fatty liver is a bad thing.
Right.
You
don't want fatty liver. But when it's getting... Each one of those fat molecules is attached to three water molecules. So that's also why you can lose a lot of weight very quickly. You're mostly losing water weight in the beginning.
I never have and never will understand what water weight is. Where does the water go?
How much of your body is made up of water? It's not always the same.
Well, then why are they telling us to be hydrated if that's going to make us... I was told that drinking a lot of water wouldn't make me gain weight.
Well, I think it's that you want your body in a state so that it uses the water instead of, storing it.
Okay. This is a regular Joe Rogan show episode we got here. A couple of nutrition experts.
Yep, just giving advice freely on the internet.
Let me be clear. We do encourage you to take our advice as medical advice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get that, like, doctors can't give out advice under certain circumstances, but, like, I didn't take one of those hippopotamus oaths. I should be able to say anything I want.
And also, yeah, hey, feel free to follow our recommendations. You'll probably get gout.
It's called the First Amendment. Look it up. open up an office called the First Amendment Doctor.
I can say whatever I want.
Every time you take me to court, I'm just going to claim First Amendment. Hey, freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. But yeah, it's mostly just like I lost a ton of electrolytes and got very dehydrated.
So what are you doing? Drinking a lot of Gatorade?
No, I have like an electrolyte powder that doesn't taste nearly as good as Gatorade.
Why don't you get some Gatorade?
Well, Gatorade's expensive and it's full of sugar, Tim. I can't have sugar. If this gets real bad, I will just go buy a 64-ounce thing of Gatorade and it'll probably be gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. But you're sticking with the keto diet.
I am sticking with it. I just have to be more careful. I'm taking vitamins. I've been eating vegetables. Like last night, I literally just had a bowl of Brussels sprouts and cheese for dinner. And
cheese isn't a vegetable, Tom.
No, but it's a fat, and I need fat. I am taking vitamins, taking supplements, keeping an eye on things, keeping it fresh.
Tom, two things.
Mm-hmm.
As your friend,
mm-hmm.
I want you to stay safe over there.
Thank you.
Go nuts. And I also want to make it clear that neither of us is saying that anybody's worth is attached to their weight.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's why I didn't even have a scale, because I'm not necessarily doing this to lose weight. It's mostly just because I'm finally coming to terms with the fact that I have some gluten intolerance or something along those lines and just cannot consume bread in anything more. So like after I ate all this cake, I had to go to the bathroom 4 times.
All right.
And each time I had to poop. Tim, this week we are right now as we speak, I think as this episode's coming out, we'll be entering the autumnal equinox.
Yeah, this will release, I think, maybe a couple days after.
No.
I have no idea what today's date is, Tom. You can tell me it's September 25th. You could tell me it's January 3rd, 1957. I wouldn't know.
Well, one of those, all right, but the other one, Tim, you should see a doctor. You should come see me. The First Amendment doctor. No, I'm not. Look, there are no other ailments except for my foot hurts so bad. that's it. And just one foot, too. It's horrible. It feels better now, though, now that I've taken a lot of supplements. But anyway, Tim, it's the autumn. It's the fall. What do you call it, the fall or the autumn?
Look.
Or do you just say fall or autumn?
That's ridiculous. That's too many syllables. No, if I'm in casual mode, come on. Polite company, it's fall.
Yeah. It's shorter.
Yeah, but I like the sound of autumn. I used to like the sound of autumn a lot more now. Now I'm just like, let's get to the point. Let's call it what it is.
Look,
the leaves
I have
are
a
falling,
lot of time
it's
here.
Fall. Yeah.
Now, I have previously gone on record as saying that I hate the fall, right?
Hey, yeah. It's not something I like to bring up, but...
Well, and my problem...
That's some pretty harsh words about an entire season.
My problem with the fall has always been that it's... I find it very depressing, very melancholy.
Right.
Which I am not alone in. That is a common complaint about the fall.
Yeah, I mean, the daylight hours get shorter.
Right. And you're feeling the winter coming. That's always been my problem with it. But look, Tim, this year is not a normal year. Everything's different. And I am excited to announce on this podcast tonight that this autumn, you can call me Mr. Fall. Because I'm looking forward to the fall.
That's great news. Now, Tom, I would say, as a previous fall hater...
Yes.
You being one. You know, it's you hate the fall because of the winter? That doesn't make any sense. You got to live in the moment, man. You can't be like, oh, it's closer to a thing that I don't like. Yeah, guess what? You could always be like, well, today sucks because I'm one day closer to death and death sucks.
Yeah, that's also how I feel every day, Tim.
Yeah, I guess me too.
You actually summed it up exactly of why I don't like fall usually, except for this year where I'm Mr. Fall.
Now, do you need me to call you Mr. Fall? I don't want to do that, actually. The offer's off the table. It was never on the table.
Well, Tim, I don't think you need to decide. I think I'm going to win you over. I think by the end of this episode, you'll be calling me Mr. Fall.
Hey, challenge accepted. Wait, hold on. Yeah, this is a strange year, and I think this is the year where it's just like, you should be afraid of what's coming in the winter more so than any other year. And, you know, me, I'm an autumn boy. Autumn Tim is what they call me.
Yeah, well, you're autumn boy and I'm Mr. Fall. You're the sidekick to Mr. Fall.
Well, you know, depending on your perspective.
Well, autumn boy, that's just a boy. Mr. Fall, well, he demands respect. He's an important man.
Mr. Fall hasn't really been on the scene that long. I think people are a little skeptical of Mr. Fall's motives.
He hasn't been on the scene that long, but once he walked into the room, everybody's head turned around, and they said, ooh, it looks like this year it's going to be different.
So what is it about this year where, you know, I am a big fan of the fall / autumn. What are we calling it here?
Interchangeable, I would say.
All right. I'm usually a big fan, but it is causing me some anxiety because I am thinking, like, the winter's going to suck. I can't enjoy the fall as much as I normally do.
Right.
So it's interesting that this is the year that you are stepping out.
Well, I do thrive in the misery of others. But also, this... I wasn't crazy about this summer because there wasn't a whole lot to do because of social distancing and all. And I tried to, like, you know, get at, we talked about it last week, going to parks. I did stuff like that, but I don't know. It just didn't feel.
What do you feel like you missed out on in the summer?
Like concerts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going
Remember
to bars.
We went to that Weird Al concert last summer on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, I thought I was. I think we both thought we were going to literally pass out at the U.S. Open. I still don't understand why Weird Al was playing tennis there.
Forest Hills Stadium, Tom. There wasn't actual tennis matches happening there.
Not at the time.
No.
But
imagine that, Weird Al playing tennis.
Yeah.
Now, I could not think of, that's peak weird for Al.
Yeah. Things wouldn't have been able to get much weirder than that. But, yeah, so like no going outside, and like one of my favorite things in the summer is like day drinking and just like hanging out, making like a long day of just like, you know, all of a sudden just like, hey, let's hang out, let's tie one on, and you can just walk around, go to different bars and restaurants.
That's what I missed most about this summer. I think the definition of summer fun for me is staying out recklessly late on a weeknight,
right,
and just being like, oh man, it's 3 a.m. and I'm at a bar and it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the summer, so there are really no rules. There were so many rules this past summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of that, staying out real late, and then also starting to drink on like a Saturday or Sunday or a summer Friday way too early and being at home in bed by 9 p.m.
Yes.
Already starting to feel hungover. Like, I love that too. And that
watching whatever shit is on the HBO or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A new HBO movie on a Saturday. You can't beat it. So that's honestly what I miss most about, what I missed most about this summer. But with fall, I don't know, I'm less likely to need other people and drinking to enjoy the fall, I think. Like,
okay.
Like, enjoying the fall is something I feel like is less of a group activity.
It could be.
I mean, of course you can do group things, and we'll talk about some of these things you could do, but I still see
this is surprising to me because you very much do not like people.
No, that's
like,
not true.
You are always turning down invitations to
person.
Do things.
I'm a people pleaser. Sorry, so sue me.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry is
you're apologizing for not being sorry.
Yeah.
Like, but
sorry,
it's more of like
sorry.
A sorry if this offends you, but I'm not sorry.
Yeah, it's just a sassy way
to say. That's not a real
apology. No, I don't think it's intended to be a real apology, Tim.
These Instagram people.
And Jesus Christ, it's not Instagram anymore either, Grandpa. And it's not used in that context of like, oh, you crashed my car. Sorry, not sorry. It's more like, hey, I like to go out and have fun. Sorry, not sorry, because I'm not sorry. I'm living my life.
Well, why say the sorry at all? That just comes off as really rubbing your nose in.
Now, Tim, you might be able to relate to it if you think about how popular it was to say not after things.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, it's still very popular, Tom.
It's not very popular. Or should I say it is very popular? Not.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, I'm sorry. Not sorry. That's my feelings about the fall. That it's something you can do either by yourself or with a small group of people and still have fun. That fall is more of a reflective time that doesn't rely on tons of people.
Suddenly you're about reflecting on things, Tom.
Tim, I'm a very reflective man.
No, you're not.
Tim, Mr. Fall is a very reflective man. And Mr. Fall doesn't have time for friends. And it's not that I don't hang out with people because I don't like people. sometimes that's the case if there are going to be people at a thing that I don't like. But normally it's just because I just don't think it's worth the trouble. I guess that means I don't hate people. But I guess, yeah, I don't like people either.
I don't know if...
It depends.
I will challenge you to do this off air, but I don't think you could make a list of 10 people that you like.
I can make a list of 10 people I like. I was actually thinking about my friends the other night, and I was thinking like, oh, like most of the people there are my friends. I genuinely like them. I was just, because I forget, I was reading or watching something about like...
It's weird how when you get in your late 30s, you start to think about like, an important thing about the friends that I have is that I like them. That wasn't really a concern of mine in my 20s. It's like, these are my friends. Oh yeah, I hate most of them. But
well,
like...
I think that's what I was thinking about. That it's like, oh yeah, previously... I don't know. There were some people that were my friends that I didn't like. And it was just like, well, what can I do? They're my friend. You were just kind of stuck with people sometimes. And then recently I was like, oh, yeah, like, sure. There are people that I have minor annoyances with. But I was like, nah, by and large, I like my friends. And I don't get sick of most of my friends either, which I think is also like an important thing where it's like, oh, I need some time away from that person. I mean, sometimes I do feel that way. But for the most part, I was just thinking about how I like most of my friends. That's all.
Inspiring.
If any of them are listening right now, I hope that's really warmed their hearts.
Yeah, because you're not going to reach out to them personally. But no, they'll hear it on the podcast, generally mentioning it.
Well, honestly, if they're not listening to the podcast, are they really my friends?
I think out of all of our at least mutual friends, Tom, I can't think of a one of them that listened to this podcast.
No, and thank God. Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The trouble.
But I'm looking forward to, I think also I'm getting over the whole like being hot thing. Like I'm too old to be hot all the time in the summer.
Well, then why'd you go on this keto diet?
Well, you mean like physically attractive?
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'd be cut like hell. Yeah.
You'd be swole.
Yeah. But it's going to be under a cable knit sweater. So nice. Nobody will know. Until I spill some wine on the sweater and then I have to take it off. And everybody's like, holy shit. Tom's just taking his shirt off in the middle of this restaurant.
And I am here for it.
You got to download what? TikTok or something, Tim. You're way behind the times.
It's the clapping emojis.
Yeah, I know what the clapping emojis are, Tim. That was years ago.
It was probably like 6 months ago. But
it wasn't 6 months ago. Maybe it was 6 months ago that you learned about it.
All right. Well, late bloomer. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest, I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tim, let's get down to brass tacks here. I got two top five lists. Is Mr. Falls top five. I have Mr. Falls top five summer foods and Mr. Falls top five summer, or it's not summer. God damn it. Mr. Falls top five fall activities.
Like, you can see why I'm skeptical.
Mr. Falls,
that you've made this transformation.
Mr. Falls tough on himself, Tim.
From the Sultan of Summer to Mr. Fall.
Mr. Falls top five fall foods and Mr. Falls top five fall activities. Which would you like to go over first?
Tom, I'm literally looking at two top five lists of fall food and fall activities in my own notes.
Oh, you wrote them.
Yeah.
Autumn boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we should do one of each. Which one do you
want to do? No, that's fine. Look, here's the thing. I'm a little offended that you're coming in and just trying to be like, no, this is my thing now. This has always been my thing.
I'm not saying it's always been my thing. I'm saying I'm here to shake up the game.
All right.
You know, well, things got stale.
All right. I'm gonna stay out of your way.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna go tit for tat with you. We all know.
I mean, I'm sure you're gonna get you're gonna have a lot of the same things.
You're a fair weather fall fan. People like me have been in the game forever.
Tough words for Mr. Fall himself. Tim, top five fall foods. Number five, pumpkin pie. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Do you like sweet potato pie?
No. We'll get to what I like.
Wait, so
later in the list.
Number five on your top five is a thing that you don't like?
Yeah.
So there's at most four things that you like? That doesn't seem very...
Look, Mr. Fall has discerning tastes. He's not going to let just anything in. You know, I'm looking at my fall activities, and my fifth is also one that I don't like. You got to put something you don't like. You gotta start from somewhere so you get an idea.
Very open-minded of you, yeah.
So you get an idea of just how much I like the other things.
I like pumpkin pie, Tom. But then again, I'm Autumn boy.
Yeah.
The biggest fan of Autumn there is.
I think I probably just need to grow up and try it again.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't like fall. You know what my theory is?
What?
You didn't like fall because it was back to school.
Yeah.
And you're only just getting over it now, 15 years after you've ever had to go back to school.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's psychologically scarring that when you have to go back to school because you've had the summer, and the summer's so much fun.
Summertime rules. However, I think as you get older, up in the higher grades and then in college, you see the benefits of going back to school. You see people that you haven't seen before. If you participate in sports and clubs, you like to do that stuff. Yeah, nobody likes the homework or the teachers. P.U., right?
Yeah, I guess you could like going back to school if you were the world's biggest nerd.
It's not me. That's not accurate about me.
Number 5, Mr. Falls, top fall foods.
Number four.
Yeah. No, well, how do you know I wasn't just going to say pumpkin pie again?
Have you reevaluated it since? Pumpkin pie, I now like it.
It's still at number 5, but now I like it. Number 4, the king of pies, apple pie.
Is this just a list of pies?
It's not just a list of pies, you idiot. Why don't you wait till I get through them all before you... Oh, I heard 2 things that are pies. I guess all 5 things are pies.
All right.
That's not going to get you very far in life, Tim. Number 4 is apple pie.
Okay.
I will make a perhaps controversial statement here. Rather than apple pie a la mode... I was going to say a la mode... A la pie. You know what apple pie a la mode is, right?
Yes, with a scoop of ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Is it always vanilla?
I believe... When it's called a la mode, I believe it is. I mean, sure, you're going to find some restaurants that, don't play by the rules, and maybe they'll give you some cookies and cream if you'd like. But am I?
I don't know if it's exclusively.
It's traditionally.
No, again, this is week after week.
Do you ever see somebody eating apple pie with a scoop of chocolate ice cream?
That doesn't mean that a la mode means with vanilla ice cream.
I didn't say it means that. I said it means traditionally. It is traditionally vanilla ice cream. Can you agree with that? That it's traditionally vanilla ice cream. If for no other reason, then if a place is going to have one flavor of ice cream, it's probably going to be vanilla.
Sure. Okay. Aye, I don't want to fight.
Here's what I prefer my apple pie with, Tim. A big old slice of sharp cheddar cheese.
Never tried that.
You've never tried it? Oh, it's so good. They're
and
like,
Tom, let me be clear. I like cheese. I like cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
And I like apple pie.
And I'm talking sharp. I'm talking so sharp it'll slice your throat open, cheddar cheese.
That's probably not what I'd prefer to eat.
Sliced razor thin and then hardened into a weapon. The sharper the cheddar, the better it goes with the apple pie. You get that sweet and savory taste going on. You take a bite of this, take a bite of that, bite of this,
That's my problem with things that aren't melted down and melded together. If it's 2 different tastes, I never know what the correct ratio is.
Oh,
like,
I think that's part of the fun.
I don't like experimenting because I know that there's an optimal proportion of each, right?
But there isn't. You know, it's to taste. There's not an optimal. You just want some chef in the back of the kitchen deciding your life for you.
I kind of
making all
do.
Your decisions. So apple pie, that's, you know, an apple's right up there. But apple pie, that's the best way to eat apples. Worst way to eat apples, taking a bite out and seeing a big old worm staring right back at you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's where we agree.
When I was a kid, I thought that was going to happen often.
Yeah, because it happened to cartoon characters 50% of the, fully 50% of the time.
I think 100%. If they were eating an apple, it was to show that there was a worm in the apple.
Nah, sometimes they're eating an apple just to show how casual they're being.
That's true.
Leaning up against a fence.
I remember.
Eating an apple. Smug bastard.
This wasn't my entire childhood, but I do remember as a kid making my mom slice up an apple to make sure there are no worms inside of it. And I can't imagine how infuriating that must have been to her. Like, oh, God, this kid's watching too many cartoons. It's just one of many problems cartoons have introduced into our family's lives.
I mean, it must have been a relief to her that you were willingly going to eat fruit.
I like fruit. I ate all kinds of fruit as a kid. Mm. Put a fruit in front of me, I'll eat it up. Number three, also apple related. Boy, I just realized a bunch of these are apple related. Apple cider donuts.
Yeah, I'm applauding for you. I'm clapping back at you. Is that what that means?
No, that's God.
Hey, Tom, you get one epic clap back from Autumn Tim.
Autumn
the
boy.
Autumn boy.
Autumn Tim, the Autumn boy. Apple cider donuts. What a delicious treat. And now...
Fresh from a farm / petting zoo thing or whatever.
That's the trick to apple cider donuts. And I don't know if it's that they're much better fresh or if it's just that you rarely get fresh donuts and regular donuts, even stale donuts are delicious. So... I never make it a big deal of like, no, I got to have fresh donuts because I don't eat donuts that often. But when I do, it's just like, oh, I'll take whatever you got. You know, if it's stale out of a box, I'm still going to be blown away by how delicious it is. But there is something about a fresh donut. I think it might be just because apple cider donuts are traditionally served fresh.
The dirty
or at least
secret.
That's the context under which I usually have them.
Yeah, the dirty little secret about apple cider donuts. It's not the apple cider that makes it good. It's the dang sugar.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are they? They're just donuts that are covered in... somebody pours cider on them?
It's probably in the dough.
Ooh. Ah, that makes sense. Then what about the outside? That's just like the cinnamon or something, right?
Yeah, it's sugar.
Yeah, well, cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah.
Two great tastes that go great together. Tim, number two on Mr. Falls' top foods. Mulled wine.
Mulled wine. Wine with mold in it?
No, mold. It's been like Martin Mull.
Mm. One time I thought I was sitting next to Martin Mull on a plane.
Yeah, I think he texted me.
it wasn't him.
Yeah.
I think it was from like Charleston, South Carolina to LaGuardia.
Yeah, it could have been.
What would Martin Mull be doing? What business does he have in Charleston?
Maybe he has a summer home there.
Maybe he has a son there.
Maybe he has a secret son there. Mulled wine,
he has a not secret son. I don't know about where his children live.
I don't even know if he has children, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me neither. It's a good point.
Mulled wine, now what is it? It's just wine with spices that's heated up over like a stove?
Yeah.
Right. Is there another liquid in there? I don't think so.
I don't know. What is mulling?
I think it's like, you know, sometimes when you're like mulling something over, I think that's what this is. It's like, well, let's leave this wine to mull over on the stove, heat up, really get infused with all these spices inside of it.
Mulling spices is a spice mixture used in drink recipes.
Yeah. And it makes wine more delicious.
Mulled wine, I feel like, straddles between autumn and winter. I feel like I might drink more mulled wine in the winter than I do in the fall.
Yeah, but the fall is when it starts getting broken out.
Oh, yeah.
So that,
look,
that's
you're not going to get any argument from me.
Yeah, well, I just want, you know, I don't want any challenges to the Mr. Fall name here, Tim. I know what's fall and what's not.
All right.
Number one, Mr. Fall's top foods, fall foods, candy apples.
Really?
Yeah. I've always been a very big apple fan. And things that have apple tastes, you've heard me rave about apple seltzer. When I was
here's my problem with candy apples, and I'll concede that they are on my list as well.
Okay.
And here's where I thought you would have a problem with them.
Uh huh.
Is that once you get out of that thin outer layer,
mm-hmm.
it's just an apple.
Well, here's the kinds of candy apples I like: the real tiny ones, like crab apples. No, not like
okay.
not like crab apples, but I like the small apples. I always get mad when you go by like one of these fancy candy stores and it's like, wow, look at these big, huge candy apples. And it's like, they're ripping you off. They're selling you mostly apple. What you want is a small, because you're exactly right. You're eating that shell and it's like, cool, now I just got an apple on a stick that I paid $12 for. What you want is the right mix. And to your point earlier about ratios, I think a good candy apple maker knows, don't make it too big. That's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, some candy apple makers are just getting the bushels of apples that come to them, though.
I don't think so. I think they're on the lookout for the real big apples because people see a real big like chocolate-covered apple or whatever, and they're like, oh, the whole thing must be chocolate. And that's how they get you. By the time you realize the whole thing isn't chocolate.
Candy apples aren't full of covered in chocolate.
Some are. I'm talking about all variety of candied apples.
The chocolate seems like the worst one.
No, I've had that. I mean, they're pretty good, despite my complaints. But I do like the I do like just the traditional red candy apple.
Yeah.
Candy apple
caramel
red.
Apple.
You know what? I like a caramel apple, too. I find it very messy. You never want to bite into caramel. You want to have caramel in a size in which you can put it in your mouth comfortably.
Right.
And preferably...
the entire apple and eat it and then spit out the core.
That'd be great, but I don't think that's even remotely possible. I would go candy. I would say actually caramel apples are probably my least favorite of the candy apple variety. Too sticky.
Okay.
Then you get caramel on your face and stuff, and that's the last thing you want.
Yeah. So that's your number one.
Yeah. Not caramel apples, though. Candied apples. Candy right. apple red, like my Ferrari. That's the color of it.
Yeah,
candy apple red.
I didn't realize that we could put drinks under food.
Yeah, it's drinking is a type of food.
Okay, here I'm going to quickly go through my there's a lot of duplicate overlap on okay. On our so number five for me is candy / caramel apples.
Mm-hmm.
Number
five, that means it's something you don't like.
No, I like them.
Okay. Well, I was confused.
I like them.
You put
I like
it
them
at number five.
less than the food that appears numbers 1 to 4, though.
Okay, that's the same for me.
Number four, some kind of fancy grilled cheese, probably with some apples or pears.
Ooh.
In them.
Yeah, you don't see it that often, but boy, it's delicious when you do.
Yeah, we've been eating it in my household a little early. It's not autumn yet, but Autumn boy often can't wait for his autumn treats. And Tom, let me tell you something. It's nice. Look, you need a good melting cheese like American in there.
Mm-hmm.
But also add some sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
And then a more tart apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. That's a perfect fall treat. Let's see. Number three, I guess I'll put this here. Apple cider.
Okay.
Spiked. A spiked apple Ooh. Cider, Tom.
Wow.
Try
Controversial.
It. Try it. We'll drink them on the street or something if we're
That's actually one of the problems I've always had, like why I traditionally don't get like mulled wine or spiked apple cider when they have it at bars. It's always like a nice thing. It's like, oh, we have a cauldron of this. It tastes too good, and I'll just keep drinking it.
Yeah, and all the sugar in it will make you
regret
it the next morning. Number two, or I guess, yeah, tied for number three is apple cider donuts.
Right.
Number two is chili. A nice chili in the fall, Tom.
Yeah. I saw this on some lists when I was doing my research. I've never heard of chili as a fall treat.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, Tim.
Tom, are you lying for some reason? You're
no.
pretending like you've never
heard
of this?
I mean, and I like chili, don't get me wrong, but I think people are trying to rewrite history.
I was straight up waiting for the weather to turn to what it became this week before it was. If it were up to me, I would eat chili for two meals a day every day. But sometimes it's just too goddamn hot for chili. This week, Tom, I've been eating chili like a monster.
Now, you say if it were up to you, which implies somebody's in charge of your diet and what you eat.
The doctors. The doctors here.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number one, you're not gonna like this.
They don't want you to get too excited.
Yeah, you're gonna hate number one.
Oh no.
Football appetizers.
Like pigs in a blanket?
Yeah, just anything that you would, you know, like when people like when you go somewhere to watch football. It doesn't happen often within our group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But any, you know, I'm an appetizer man.
Right.
And I really like, you know what I think I really liked about autumn when I was a wee kid?
Mm.
Is even though I did see the benefit of going back to school, I hated Sundays so much.
Yeah.
And what was cool about Sundays, Monday, you know, Sunday scaries, which we are all talking about now. Sunday scaries, right?
Right. Oh, I thought it was because of your grievances with God.
Well, don't get me started. But I always enjoyed in the fall, there was always like fun stuff to do. There was stuff going on Sundays. There was football.
Yeah.
There were new episodes of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
But eating pigs in a blanket or even just like any kind of appetizers that would be out at like the football viewing party.
Right. Maybe a nice,
nice
spinach dip.
Whew. Boy, do I love a spinach dip.
Tim, I'm going to have to, I'm probably going to have to blow through some of these.
Okay. I'll shut
fall
up. You
activities.
All right.
Number five. And now remember, five I don't like.
Okay, right.
Leaf peeping.
The death of a loved one.
Leaf peeping. I just don't like that phrase.
I hate that phrase too. But have you ever seen, you know, like New England?
Yeah, and
foliage?
I'm all for it. Look, if somebody said, "Hey, would you like to go see the leaves turn?" Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You want to go leaf peeping? Like, we're little sickos. We're little perverts. We're gonna go peep on the leaves.
And you're kind of like, my name's Tom, so I really can't do it without getting into a lot of trouble.
Exactly. The peeping leaf Tom. That's the last thing I need the headlines to say.
Yeah. And boy, they would print that. They wouldn't hesitate.
Well, once they see what's happened, they'd kind of have no choice. Number four, and now we're getting into things I like. Corn mazes.
Hell yeah, that's on my list as well.
Yeah.
I love a corn. We've gone to corn mazes together. I'm going to a corn maze in these troubled times, Tom, on Sunday. I'm not sure if you got the memo.
No.
But no, you were on that email list, I think. I don't know. You got any interest in going to a corn maze on Sunday?
How are they doing it with distancing?
With masks and social distancing. Yeah, it's 2020.
Like, I don't know. Good corn mazes are claustrophobic.
Yeah, but not because there's a lot of people in there.
No, but I'm saying like they're narrow and it's like tough to pass other, like they're
we
narrow
bought time
to that point.
Tickets. We'll connect offline, but if you don't come, I think you're full of shit.
Well, I wasn't invited.
Well, guess what this is? It's an invitation. And I don't think you call yourself Mr. Fall if you're just going to dismiss an invitation to a corn maze out of hand because there's a pandemic.
Like, Mr. Fall is nothing if not safe. Don't mistake the name Mr. Fall with somebody that likes accidents. All right? That's a different guy. Number three, apple picking.
That's number three on mine. Corn maze was four, and apple picking was number three on mine.
Wow.
Tom, you don't like... Have you ever been apple picking?
Yeah, I've been apple picking probably 10,000 times.
Have you been one time?
I've been apple picking lots of times.
When was the last time you went apple picking?
I don't know.
With
recently.
Whom did you go?
I don't remember. I went apple picking not that long ago. Not last year, but maybe the year before that, or the one before that. Sometime in the last 5 years, I've gone apple picking.
I think you're an autumn poser. I don't think you've ever actually
I told you that I used to not be a fan, but now I'm the king of autumn, so I like it. Although I will say that I'm of two minds about apple picking because I like that I get to pick the apples. And right. I don't mean physically pick them from the tree. I mean choose the apples that I want. Because as you heard earlier, I'm very particular about the size of apples. So if I'm going there, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make some candy apples. I'm going to get the right size.
You've never made candy apples. Tom, this is all theoretical.
I've made candy apples before.
When?
I've made them a few times. You can buy them the kits at the store.
I know one could. That doesn't mean that you have.
Yeah, I have. I buy all kinds of things at stores. Number two, visiting a winery.
I think that's more of a summer thing.
That's not a summer thing, Tim. The fall is when they're harvesting the grapes. And they're mashing them up with their feet.
When's the last time you visited a winery?
Maybe two summers ago. Look, I'm telling you, Tim, that I'm not saying I always was Mr. Fall. I'm saying I'm Mr. Fall now.
You seem to be a guy, Tom, that will post things on social media whenever you do anything interesting.
That's not true.
I've never seen any winery or candy apples come across the Instagram feed.
I block you from a lot of my Instagram posts.
Why would you do that? We're friends.
Because I don't want to be, you know, because obviously you keep tabs on all these things. You got a spreadsheet somewhere where you're tracking what Tom has and hasn't done.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to, I'm trying to keep my title of it as Autumn Boy, and I know that I knew that this day would come. One day you were going
to
make a run for my title. And
I'm not
and
trying to be Autumn Boy. I'm Mr. Fall. I'm a man. I'm not a boy.
We'll see about
Maybe if you're lucky, one day Autumn Boy can sit on Mr. Fall's shoulder to get some of the good apples up top.
Tom, let me ask you this. Is there another way that Autumn Boy might be able to get the apples off the tree?
I don't know, shaking it?
No, is there maybe a tool?
Oh, an apple
You've
picker?
Never been fucking apple
the
picking,
apple,
you
yeah,
liar.
An apple picker, the big,
you
like...
You don't know, you
The
don't
big
know
hand,
shit.
I do like using the big hand, but I like doing it the old-fashioned way and climbing up the trees myself.
They don't like you to climb the trees.
Well, until I hear a tree tell me not to do it, I don't care what they think. I paid my fee, and I'm gonna climb the trees to get the apples if I want.
Mr. Fall doesn't like a corn maze unless it's properly social distanced, but he doesn't care about any other rules.
Right, because I can climb the trees, I'm taking personal responsibility for that. If I fall off, I'm not going to blame the tree unless there was a problem with the tree that caused me to fall.
What's your number one fall activity?
Watching new television shows.
Hell yeah. Now, Tom, here's the thing. That's not going to be, it's going to be slim pickings for you this fall.
Yeah, there's not that much this fall.
Jeopardy's back.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about, like, yeah, brand new. I mean, usually network TV shows, even though.
Yeah, season premiere of the Drew Carey Show. What day is that this year?
I think it's still on Thursdays. Yeah, that's not going to be happening that much this year. I mean, it is. There are still new shows coming out, mostly on streaming stuff, it seems like. Mm. I just saw, actually, today, there was some show, I forget what it was called, but I guess it had its first season last year, and it did well. It was like an ABC show, and it got renewed, but now they just canceled it because they were like, forget it. like we were going to have, by now, the second season would be so late that... like, it's not worth it, which like kind of makes sense if the second season of something that was like a moderate hit is airing, you know, a year and a half after the first season. It's like, everybody's going to have forgotten about it.
Yeah. Like the executives are like, I'll probably be fired before this sees the light of day.
Oh, yeah.
Let me funnel that money into a reality show that we can.
Yeah. It's something we can have people shoot from home right now.
Exactly.
Have you know, some show where it's just like people eating hot sauce in their living room, and we put that up on television. I'd watch that if that were coming out.
Watch the living room hot sauce show.
So yeah, those are Mr. Fall's top five foods and activities for the fall.
Tom, I have some events that I like in the fall. Halloween, come on! How are you talking about the fall without mentioning
its
Halloween?
Own thing. Halloween's its own season, as far as
guess
I'm
when
concerned.
It happens. It happens in the fall.
Yeah, but in my mind, Halloween outshines the season that it's in.
So you call like, yourself Mr. Fall, but you're like, but Halloween's too good for fall.
It's like Beyonce.
You should be Mr. Halloween, Mr. Bones.
Damn! How dare you? Beyonce was in Destiny's Child, Tim. That doesn't mean she's not bigger than Destiny's Child ever was. That's the way Halloween is with the fall.
Yeah, but then you're a Beyonce stan, and you should stop saying that you're a Destiny's Child fan.
You can be both.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Of course you can. You think most Beyonce fans don't like Destiny's Child?
No, but most Beyonce fans say the only reason Beyonce was the thing that made Destiny's Child good.
Right. But that still made Destiny's Child good. That might be the way I feel
about
Halloween in the fall.
If we're extending that analogy, Tom, mm-hmm. then you would be saying that the fall is only good because Halloween falls in it.
Not only good, but I would say it's one of the big reasons. And look, if Halloween ever decides to leave the fall, sorry, fall, I'm going where Halloween goes.
Wow. Taking its talents to, when else could it be? The spring, I think, is the only other time, but the spring
it'd be
is
any time.
No, because like,
you ever
the
hear
winter...
of a little movie called The Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim? You have all those, tattoos and costumes that you wear. Of
That's
Jack
true.
Skellington.
I got a lot of blacklight posters.
Yeah, every Christmas, it's like, what should I get you for Christmas, Tim? And you're like, more gift cards to Hot Topic, please. I need to finish my Jack Skellington collection.
Thanksgiving falls in the fall.
Also a very good holiday.
You know what I love, Tom? The New York City Marathon.
Yeah, we used to live in an apartment together that the marathon didn't go through our apartment, but it went through a street right off our apartment. That was always fun to watch.
Yeah. I think I recently moved, and I think the marathon goes right up my street, but we have no goddamn marathon this year, so I don't even know if that's actually true.
Yeah.
Well, also, it kind of sucks when you can't cross the street for like 6 hours because there's a bunch of runners.
Yeah.
But also, like, it sucks that I won't get to run it this year.
Yeah, that's the reason why. You were all ready otherwise. Was it this year that you bet me, you know, $10,000 that you would be running the marathon?
Well, I can't now, Tom. The marathon isn't happening. Looks like you owe me $10,000 on a technicality.
One of your famous like $10,000 bets where I was like, you're not going to run the marathon. You're like, I'll bet you $10,000 I'm going to run the marathon.
Tom, I'd be running the marathon if there was a marathon. I'm sorry.
If anything, I'd win on a technicality, not you.
What I said is that I'll be running in the next New York City marathon.
No, that's not what you... We'll have to go back and listen to the tape.
Let's re-up the bet. 2021...
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. $20,000. I would run a fucking marathon if I was going to lose $20,000.
Yeah.
I'd run it with no training. Be the last guy they'd be sweeping up at the end.
Yeah. And you'd be like, that's fine. I got $20,000. I walked a marathon. Yeah. I have a question along those lines after the plugs for you. Would you do this?
Stay tuned after the plugs. Tom's got a question.
Our website, ccgt.com. You want to support the show, check out our sponsors. Also, check out patreon.com/completeguide for books and podcasts. This week, we're starting Sweet Valley High. I am reading two books, the first of which is called A Date with a Werewolf on Books and Podcasts. And I'll be telling Tim all about what's going on with Jessica and Elizabeth. The Sweet Valley High twins.
Twins?
Yep.
You like, you always walk around going, and twins.
I knew you were going to make that joke. And that's like, once again, a very outdated reference.
Nah, I just saw it on Instagram last week.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Hey, Tom. What's up? Right?
At TCGTE on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim, but I don't really post anything.
You don't post when you're out apple picking?
No, I don't. I don't need to broadcast everything I do to everybody.
I do. I just make sure certain people are blocked.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Am I in your... We've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're clicking through the Instagram stories and you see like that green circle that
The close friends circle.
Yeah, and there's some people that's like, you put me on your close friends list? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't feel that way, Tim.
I didn't put you on my close friends list.
I know a lot of people like me a lot and consider me close friends, and I value that. I'm not some misanthrope.
I mean, you are a misanthrope.
Tim, I was reading a thing earlier today about it's on TheVerge.com about TikTok stars. Now, TikTok.
Tom Bergeron's site?
not TheVerge.com. Tim, he's not. This is the first season of Dancing with the Stars without him. And they got.
He's clapping back a lot.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
At Dancing with the Stars?
At who's the host?
Tyra Banks.
Yeah, he claps back at her sometimes.
Oh, really? In what way?
She was wearing some sort of, I forget, like sequined something in a promo for it that she posted, and then he recreated it and was just like, I still got it or something. Something like, I don't know. I think he was actually legitimately pissed the way that they let him go from that show. I love Tom Bergeron.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. I think he was pissed. I mean, I don't know if I would, like, take it out on Tyra Banks. I don't know. I mean,
I think she
had something to do with it.
Yeah, I think it was like her she's like executive producer now. I think she came in and like engineered a takeover.
A coup. A Dancing with the Stars coup.
I mean, that show is poison anyway. It's like, let's find the worst people on earth.
Well, that was part of the problem, that he like publicly like was like, oh, I don't like that Sean Spicer is on this show, and like spoke out against it. And I think.
But he did it in the most even-handed way to just be like, we shouldn't have anybody who's politically polarizing, instead of being like, we shouldn't have explicitly these ghouls.
Yeah, I mean, he is liberal, and I think that was him being like, just trying to be like, hey, here's something I think everybody could agree with. You're not watching this to see politicians. Like, we shouldn't do that.
Right.
Anyway.
Guess what? We are. We love it.
But
we love you, Sean Spicer.
I did see that fans of the show are not happy with Tyra Banks, that they miss the Burge. And who wouldn't?
I miss him. I'm not happy with Alfonso Ribeiro on freaking
AFV.
AFV.
Anyway,
he was a nice man.
On TheVerge.com, you said he smelled nice.
He smelled great.
On TheVerge.com, they had, I'm sure Tom Bergeron smells good too, though.
Yeah, but it's more of a musk.
Yeah. Story about TikTok stars. Now, that's a new social network. You've probably never heard of it before. But them going...
why don't you bow down to the Emperor of China, Tom?
They about TikTok stars that are also on OnlyFans.com. You know what that is?
That's pornography.
Yeah, I mean it's basically Patreon for sex workers.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, I don't think you have to be a sex worker to be on there. In fact, I'm sure you don't. But that's, you know, what most of the top earners are there. And they profiled this one woman who started getting big on TikTok doing videos where she pretended to be a puppy, and then she moved to OnlyFans, and it's like, oh, not just like cute. It's like, oh, she was a bad puppy and peed on the floor, and now she has to be put in her cage. And I don't know if she like peed on the floor in the video. I don't think so. And I don't even know if she's like naked or whatever, but anyway, that's what it is. But they kind of buried the lead in that she makes six figures a month doing this.
Wow.
What?
Pissing on the floor.
Not pissing on the floor, just being scolded for pissing on the floor, which honestly is worse. I'd rather put up a video of me peeing on the floor than a video of somebody scolding me for peeing on the floor. But then I was like, wow, that's crazy. But then I was like, I don't think I would take $1 million a year to be famous as like the person being a puppy on a porn site. But
was this the question you wanted to ask me after the porn?
I was gonna, but I would do it for $5 million a year. What is your price?
To be scolded by whom?
A man, an off-camera man.
Would it be?
And not just one time. I'm saying to be like a content creator who creates videos where you pretend you're a puppy.
How many hours a day would I devote to this?
It would be like your full-time job.
Tom, I'd like to say that seems easy.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's take that out of it. Let's say it's easy. So it's not a question of how hard it is.
No. Yeah, it does. And I think if you asked me this at a different point in my life, I'd be like, it sounds easy. I don't want to put in a lot of effort. Yeah, like, I don't know. I'll do it for, you know,
$5,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly. I put a high price on my dignity. Believe it or not, listeners of the show, I put a high price on my dignity.
And now what would you consider a high price?
Pay no attention to the ad reads I ever do, but... I don't know. You know what? I think that's just not the life I'd want to lead. I think maybe like $5 million.
Okay. All right. So we're both on board. $5 million. Yeah. If anybody out there...
40 hours a week pretending to be a puppy for scumbags to scold me.
Yeah.
Yeah. $1 million.
Well, if anybody out there is looking to hire two bad puppies... and they've got millions of dollars, you now know our price.
Tom, we didn't talk about sweaters.
No. I don't like sweaters.
Ooh, Mr. Fall doesn't like sweaters?
Nope.
It's like Autumn Boy's got the edge here. Sound off in the comments.
There aren't comments. I've tried to tell you that a million times. Anyway.
Sound off in the comments.
That's all for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Did you just fart?
I did it. Pick it up. Whoops. All right, it's not that funny.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.